hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us at the English Corner this week. Well, it's already December, and the holiday season is approaching full force for everyone around the world. Madrid is finally getting cold and has been really rainy, and lights are going up all around the city.
We have a great program for you this week. We're going to start with something important right now in the news in Madrid. In this week's inquiry by the Parliament into the terrorist attacks on Madrid this year, the former president, José María Aznar, was called to testify in the inquiry along with several others, including bomb experts.
Aznar was questioned by many parties in the committee for almost 10 hours. His party, the conservative Partido Popular, wasn't happy that he was called to testify in the first place. When it was first announced that Aznar would be called to testify, a spokesman for the Partido Popular accused the committee of investigating nothing. Many Spaniards have expressed that they believe this investigation will shed little or no new light on the March 11th attacks.
Now moving on to what's happening here at Radio Sefarad this week. The radio had the pleasure of welcoming the writer and scriptwriter, comedian Alberto López. He sat down for an interview here at Radio Sefarad. Alberto talks about his experience here in Spain and in the United States. He talks about his stand-up comedy and how in the U.S. it is different because the comedians write all their own material, whereas here in Spain, a comedian has a group of scriptwriters, or guionists, to make sure the show goes well.
He also says that in order to have success with your audience as a writer, you have to find common ground with your audience. You have to talk about something everyone can relate to and then find humor in the situation, such as buying a car. You can't talk to your audience about very specific or heavy topics because they won't follow or want to give much of their own thought to the subject.
When asked about who his influences are, Woody Allen came into the conversation. He is considered the greatest artist or grand maestro of the film world. What's so great about Woody Allen, who by the way recently turned 69 years old, is that he can look at himself and laugh. He looks at his inherent qualities, such as being part of the Jewish world, and is able to have a good laugh about it.
He doesn't take himself too seriously, and that's a great quality to have. Woody Allen is a genius behind many famous movies, including Melinda y Melinda, which is popular right now in Spain.
We're going to turn our attention to a little section that appears now and again on the regular lineup in Spanish. It's called Did You Know? Well, this week we're going to cover the word kosher.
The word kosher refers to Jewish laws about what and how food can be prepared. First of all, a big misunderstanding in the non-Jewish world is that kosher isn't actually a style of cooking in itself. Anything can be kosher if prepared in the right manner. Even Chinese can be kosher.
Certain animals may not be eaten. Only those that have cloven hooves and chew their cud are permitted. The Torah even specifies that pigs, camels, and hares are forbidden because they don't meet the criteria. Of the animals that can be eaten, they must be slaughtered in accordance with Jewish law, and any animal that died of natural causes or was killed by another animal cannot be eaten.
The blood of the animal has to be drained or boiled out completely before consumption because the life of the animal is in the blood. This also includes eggs with blood spots, so be careful. This law, however, doesn't pertain to fish. Also, certain parts of permitted animals may not be eaten, such as the sciatic nerve and its surrounding blood vessels, and the fat around vital organs.
The most important aspect is that meat and dairy are separated. This means that they are not even cooked in the same pots and pans or dried with the same towels. A strict kosher household will always have two sets of pots and pans for this purpose. There is even scientific evidence that eating meat and dairy together can cause digestive problems. One can, however, eat eggs with dairy.
Utensils must also be kosher, and they pick up the kosher status of whatever food is cooked in it. For example, if you cook chicken soup in a pan and then use the same pan to warm milk, you're going against the laws of kosher.
The restrictions on grape products derive from the laws against using products of idolatry. Wine was commonly used in the rituals of all ancient religions, and wine was routinely sanctified for pagan purposes while it was being processed. For this reason, use of wine and other grape products made by non-Jews was prohibited.
The last thing for this weekend, since we've been talking about food, is a fabulous recipe suggestion for this holiday season. It's the Chocolate Lover's Honey Cake, and it's delicious.
What you're going to need for this recipe is as follows. 2 ounces unsweetened chocolate, 2 cups unbleached all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1½ teaspoon cinnamon, 2 large eggs, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, 3/4 of a cup honey, 2/3 cup light brown sugar, 1/2 a cup of orange juice, and last, 1 cup mini chocolate chips.
Okay, you're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and grease a 9x5-inch loaf pan. Melt the unsweetened chocolate over simmering water in a double boiler or microwave for 1 minute, then set it aside. Sift into a mixing bowl the flour, baking soda, baking powder, and cinnamon, and also set that aside.
In a large bowl, you're going to beat the eggs and add the oil and honey. Then add the brown sugar and melted chocolate. Alternately, mix in the dry ingredients and the orange juice. Stir in 3/4 cup of the chocolate chips. Pour the batter into the loaf pan. Sprinkle the remaining 1/4 cup chocolate chips over the top.
Okay, now you're going to bake on the lower rack of the oven for 50 to 55 minutes, or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Cool it on a rack for about 15 minutes, then gently run a knife around the edges to loosen the cake, and then remove it from the pan and enjoy.
It sounds delicious. Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's edition, and we, as always, look forward to being with you next weekend. So until then, hasta luego.
Ciao.